Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya, Loga Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya 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 Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaya Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada ki jai, Anantagiri Vaishnavinda ki jai, Mahacharya Srila Prabhupada Thakur ki jai. Prensit ho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritam Narancaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Mudirae Nasta prayesu abhadresu Nittam bhagavata sevaya Bhagavati uttama sloke Bhaktir bhavati naistaki So we are serving this morning Sri Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhalila chapter 17, titled by Srila Prabhupada, The Lord Travels to Vrindavan. And today we are going to recite text 141 and 142. Esa braho Krishna charana sambande Prabhu Krishna Charana Samban Atma Ramer Mana Hare Tula Sirgandhe The translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Apart from the pastimes of Lord Krishna, when Tulasi or Tulsi leaves are offered at the lotus feet of Krishna. Even the aroma of the leaves attracts the mind of self-realized person. So just to give you an heading, I thought this morning, the heading of these two slokas is, how is Tulasi Devi, who is Tulasi Devi, first of all? Okay, your mind probably thinking, oh, she's a great devotee. How great is she and how she became great? So Prabhupada gave a beautiful purport on that, and we are going to discuss that. So next verse. Sharabinda Nayana Shapadarabinda Sharabinda Nayana Shapadarabinda Kincha Kamishra Tulasi Makaranda Vayu Tulsa Tulasi Makaranda Vayu Antaragata Savibad Vibarena Chakarati Sam Vibarena chakarati sam sankhobha sankho shobham aksharajusam apichitta tambo aksharajusam apichitta tasya abhin arabinda nayanasya of the Supreme Person of Godhead, whose eyes are like the petals of the lotus. Pada Aravinda of the lotus feet, Kinjalka with saffron, Mishra mixed, Tulasi of the Tulasi leaves, Makaranda with the aroma, Vayu the air. Thank you. Antargata entered Savivarena through the nostrils. Chakara created a sound of them. Sanshobham, strong agitation. Akara Jusham, of the impersonally self-realized Kumaras. Api, also. Chitta Tanbho, of the mind and the body. Translation imparted by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. When the bees, carrying the aroma of tulsi leaves and saffron from the lotus feet of the lotus eye, personality of Godhead, entered through the nostril into the hearts of those sages, the Kumaras. They experience the change in both body and mind, even though they were attached to impersonal Brahman understanding. Let me read this again. I'm sure those who are listening online, our main audience, you all have a Tulasi Devi in your house, and you definitely have honored the Tulasi leaves many times in your life. But some mystical magic supposed to happen. I hope you're not missing it. In the translation, Prabhupada gives this, he highlights this, you can say, antidote, key point. When the breeze carrying the aroma of tulsi leaves and saffron from the lotus feet of the lotus eye, personality of God. So, it is a mix of tulsi leaves and the saffron from saffron particles. From the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord Radha Shyam Sundar, this combination entered through the nostril into the hearts. You know hearts? What is hearts? Means you have not physical hearts. There are three hearts. There's physical hearts, then there is the emotional, mental heart. We are talking about the soul heart, where you think of Krishna. When you take the Tulasi Devi, you're smelling with that, you think of him, and you have to be aware who Tulasi Devi is, because that's what chit means, satchit ananda. You are satchit ananda, you're not this body. Even though you have the body, this material body, but we are not this body. Neither we have this material mind. We are soul. Soul means we have to be fully aware
एवं बुद्धे परम बुद्धा कृष्ण सेज इन थर्ड चैप्टर भगवद गीता वी शुड बी ऑलवेज थिंक वी आर ट्रांसेंडेंटल वी आर नॉट बिलोंग टू दिस वर्ल्ड बट सम अदर बाय मिसयूज ऑफ फ्री विल I turn away from Krishna. Vayam ditiya vinivesyatasyet ishat apitasya viparjaya smriti. In that verse it says that I turn away from Krishna, then my relationship is lost. Lost, not lost in a sense, but it's covered. I don't see any relationship with God. I don't even feel. If you ask, to be honest, like sometimes we don't feel that relationship. Of course, after that many decades practicing, yes, you do feel relationship. But in the beginning, I did not feel that relationship. Sounds like I can be with a girl or a boy or family or mother, father, I have some relationship feeling is there. But with Krishna, I don't have that in the beginning. But now, after long time practice, yes, by the mercy of Prabhupada, we are experiencing that. So otherwise, the chit potency is lost. Sat, chit, ananda. All three constitute our existence. So, Prabhupada writes here, nostril into the heart means you have to feel, you have to be aware, and you have to think about it. Then it will enter into the soul's heart of those sages, the Kumaras. They experience change in both body and mind. So the soul's experience, then it affects to the body and mind. If outside is trouble right now, our mind takes a photo. The trouble, disturbance, impose it on the soul. Then I, the soul, also see, oh my God, there's a trouble. You follow? The soul cannot. But it comes under the leader of mind. So then we also say. But if we do not allow mind to impose on that, how? By the guidance of intelligence, we think of Guru Krishna, that they are there, they will protect us, they will, then it will never have a leadership over us. This is the problem. You follow? Right now Prabhupada gave a very nice purport. This is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 3.15.43. Vidura and Maitreya discuss the pregnancy of Diti. Diti, who's Diti? Mother of Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu, just Mr. Hiranyakashipu, Prabhupada said in one lecture. Mr. Hiranyakashipu. Was very interesting, I liked the way he said. Diti's pregnancy caused the demigods to be very much afraid, and the demigods went to see Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma explained the original incident involving the cursing of joy and vijay by the Chatushan Kumaras. Chatushan means four. Prabhupada put that Sanskrit as it is. Sometimes the Chatushan Kumaras means four Kumaras went to Vaikuntha to visit Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And once they were stopped from entering the palace at the seventh gate by two doorkeepers named Joy and Bijoy. Due to their jealousy, Joy and Bijoy would not allow the Kumaras entry. And consequence, the Kumaras became angry and cursed Joy and Bijoy, condemning them to take birth in a family of asuras in a material world. I'll stop here before I go further. Just want to narrate a few minutes. In Madhurya Kadambini, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur gives the description of anarthas, but we have to be aware of this joy bijoy, because Prabhupada gave so much information about joy bijoy on third canto. In a brief, that Lord Narayan was lying down on a beautiful bed made by Balaram himself. He is the bed, or he expanded as a bed, you can say. then Lakshmi Devi is massaging the Lord's lotus feet. And Lakshmi Devi is thinking, Lord's lotus feet. Today discussion is about Tulasi Devi and the Lord's lotus feet. When you touch the Lord's lotus feet with Tulasi, four things supposed to happen. You have to remember. Ashoka abhaya amrita adara tumara charana dai tahate ekhono bisram lobiya charinu bhavera bha. You are supposed to experience this. When you touch the Tulasi, that touch the Lord's lotus feet with Chandan, these four things supposed to come to your heart. Ashoka, all the lamentation. Lamentation for what? For the past. Fear for future. An illusion for now, present. And it's created by the three modes. So all the lamentation immediately disappears. You don't feel depressed. You don't feel, you're happy. You don't regret. Regret is good for if it brings you to Krishna. Anything brings you to Krishna is good. Bottom line. Janatana prakarena mana Krishna nivesha. So then what happened? Ashoka abhaya. And you're supposed to be fearless. When you come in contact with Tulasi that touch the Lord's feet. Amrita. Then you see that through your purified spiritual consciousness, you can perceive, you can realize indestructibility of spiritual reality. Follow? This is Amrit, Adhara. And then you feel a very state of existence where everything is Krishna's plan. You are just trying to be an instrument. These four things are supposed to happen. Otherwise, you are not really touching the Lord's lotus feet that touch the Tulasi. So Lakshmi Devi is massaging and she is feeling, but then she remembers, she heard the story from Narada that her husband fights with the demons. She is thinking, his feet is so sweet, so soft, is giving me this full realization, is so enchanting, endearing to my heart. How possible he fights with the demon, and demons are like horrible. She's just thinking. And Narayan immediately smiled. And then Lakshmi noticed that, oh my God, my thinking is, because over there, everything, every thought the Lord has an appropriate relevant to the devotees, it's immediately reflect in the heart. Whatever the devotee thinking, reflect in the heart of the Lord. Sadhana Ridayam Mahayam. Sadhana Ridayam Paham. Because he recites in their heart and the devotee always holding the Lord in their heart. So they know there is nothing hidden secret. Of course in the material world I'm glad that God does not, Krishna is very kind, he does not let reveal our thought. You know, sometimes I don't want to say it very elaborately. Imagine everything you think about other person in your relationship or other, and the other person just seeing it in front. It'll be horrible. I don't want to talk about it, but I'm glad that Krishna does not reveal that. But in spiritual world, there is nothing hidden. Everything is revealed. Krishna vancha purti kare aradhane atayeva radhika nam purane bakhane. Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila chapter 4, Prabhupada writes that everything Krishna is thinking, it's reflecting in Radharani, and Radharani is thinking, reflecting to Krishna. That's how the whole and everybody else, that's how the whole pastime taking place. So as the Lord saw that she wants to experience how I fight, okay, I'll show. I also want to enjoy the fight. But in Vaikuntha they cannot fight. Because Narayan thought, immediately joy vijay at the gate thought, the Lord wants to fight. Let's give him a fight. But how are we going to give a fight in Vaikuntha? We cannot fight. So then immediately Joy is telling to Bijoy, what is the value of life? Value of life? Then Bijoy is answering, to please the Lord. Then Joy is saying, we are not pleasing the Lord. He wants to fight, but we cannot give him fight. Our existence is useless. We should do something. The Lord immediately realized, okay, no problem. You both will get cursed and go down. Because in Vaikuntha, you cannot just go down. There has to be some interesting apostle. And Krishna do many things. He's going to purify these four Kumaras. So then four Kumaras, just by the thought, they just arrived there at the gate. And of course in Vaikuntha, no naked boys, you know, generally. They stay eternally 5 years. They are the second born of Brahmaji. Brahma's first giving birth was a 5 layer of ignorance. And to destroy this, then the fourth process arrived. And then, but who is going to do it? Then the four Kumara appear from Brahma's mind, Manasputra. So then this episode took place. So at least you are aware where we are. Then the next Prabhupada writes, the omniscient personality of Godhead could immediately understand the incident. And he came with his eternal consort, the goddess of fortune. The Chatushan Kumara immediately offered their obeisances unto the Lord. Simply by seeing the Lord and smelling the aroma of Tulsi and saffron from his lotus feet, again mentioned, the Kumaras became devotees. That means we can become devotee instantly just by smelling in our heart, not by physical nose. Physical nose helps. Like when we hear, our ear is not hearing. Our ear is a facility where the sound goes, and inside there is a drum. Then the drum has a connection where the hearing perception is created by Satguru. That connects with the brain, and the brain cell, it vibrates from the memory. If it is relevant, then it will dictate. And immediately you say, oh, I know this. Oh, I heard this. Otherwise, you have no clue. The whole thing is a machine, this body. And mind is in the middle. And of course, super soul is conducting the whole thing through demigods, 14 demigods. It's a very, we can talk about this for 6-7 hours because it's so unique, this machine that Krishna made. But we have to utilize for his pleasure, then success. So then what happened here? The Chatushan Kumara immediately offered their obeisances unto the Lord. Simply by seeing the Lord and smelling the aroma of Tulsi and saffron from his lotus feet, the Kumaras became devotees instant and abandoned their long cherished impersonalism. Of course, Prabhupada gave here very simple, shorter. He's giving the key word. You have to like think about it. Because when four Kumaras, they smell, they felt disturbed in their life. First time in million years, they never felt disturbed. They were happy with the happiness that they feel from their own existence as a Brahman, impersonal concept. First time they felt very disturbed. Disturbed not for a bad thing, but for a good thing. Why they are feeling million times more happy than before? So they are disturbed. How is this? Why we are so happy? So sometimes when too much happiness comes, we may feel disturbed. I'm sure everybody is experiencing it. If not, become a serious devotee. So then Narayan, the Lord is very funny. Krishna is very funny. He asks, why you are disturbed? You are always happy. Why you are disturbed now? Lord knows, but he wants to hear. So my Lord, we are so disturbed because we never felt that much happiness. We are happy, but it is like overwhelming. We cannot control. The Lord says, so what is your conclusion? See, Lord knows everything, but he wants to hear. This is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote. सिद्ध देह दिया वृंदावन माजे सेवाय अमृत कर दान पियाय प्रेम मत करि मोरे सुनहा निज गुण गान. We can pray to Krishna, please take me back home, back to Godhead. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is appealing in that song. He said, then Krishna, he's putting a word in Krishna's mouth, right? If you ask me, why should I give you chance to come back home? Oh, because I learned a lot of good qualities about you and I love to sing those because I'm experiencing this. My Lord, please let me sing the glory of you. Please allow me to come in Golok Vrindavan. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur write, hopefully he will immediately sanction. So those who are listening, please pray like this. But you have to know what the qualities of Krishna. If you are not attracted by Krishna's quality, you cannot do real devotional service. In Chaitanya Charitamrita he says, Guna Krishna Hoya Kare Nirmala Bhajan. If you want to do pure devotional service, you have to be attracted by Krishna's quality. Krishna has an unlimited quality. But at least the main quality is that he is so merciful. How he is so merciful? I'm going to finish this and then we'll discuss how he is so merciful. Thus the four Kumaras were turned into Vaishnavas simply by smelling the aromatic tulsi mixed with saffron. Those who are actually on the platform of Brahman realization, who have not offended the lotus feet of Krishna, can immediately become Vaishnava simply by smelling the aroma of the Lord's lotus feet. Did you catch the point? Only one thing you need. No offense. That is not up to Krishna or anybody else, not other devotees. Prabhupada told this to Satsurup Maharaj. He asked a question. Will I see my god brother and sister, god sister in spiritual world when I arrive there? Prabhupada did not say yes or no. Prabhupada gives a very scientific that try to see it. He said, birds of a feather flock together. How they get energy to fly in the same speed from each other? But if one bird loses his wing, can other birds keep him flying? No. So, will you see all your god brother or sister? You figure it out. If nobody commit offense, they all will be there. All the Ishvara devotees will be in the spiritual world, end of this life. But if they commit offense, they have to take a little detour. That is individually depend on us. You follow? Offense is not by anybody else. Offense means uttering a pure name consciously in the heart with enmity. So we have to operate. We can ask the help of Krishna and Guru, but we have to open the heart for them to operate and we have to be ready for them. Then Prabhupada writes, however, those who are offenders or demons are never attracted to the Lord's personal feature. Even though they may visit the Lord's temple many times. Did you hear that? However, those who are offenders or demons, Prabhupada writes, are never attracted to the Lord's personal feature. You know, like sometime I come to temple, I reflect, I said, am I glorifying Krishna? Did I come to see Krishna? Am I glorifying? Am I, you know, making a little noise before entering into the temple, these are the rules, and you appreciate the Lord's beauty, or am I doing this? If not, demoniac mentality in me still. Check your own pulse. When you come to temple, when you hear Harikatha, Krishna said this in 11th canto, katham vinara maharsandra veto chetu sabina Binananda Shukalaya Suddeta Bhakta Vinashaya. Lord Krishna says, when you hear about me, do you feel happy? Katham Bina, Ramaharsan. If you don't feel happy, then how the sattvic or ecstatic symptom will appear in you? If you don't feel happy to hear about me, what a scientific way. Katham Bina, Ramaharsan, Drabeta Chetusa Bina. And if you are not feeling this ecstatic feeling, then how your heart going to be softening and making a place for me to sit. Drabito cheto sabina, bina anando srukalaya. And if heart is not softening, then how are you going to shed tears for me? That you are in separation, feeling for me. Bina anando srukalaya. And if you don't cry for me, how is your consciousness purifying? Cause and effect, cause and effect. He gave you very nice. Just one verse. Each verse is so beautiful. Out of love, Krishna gave this Bhagavatam. Then Prabhupada writes, in Vrindavan, we have seen many Mayavadi sannyasi who do not come even to the temple of Govindaji, Gopinath and Madan Mohan, because they think that such temples are Maya. Seeing everything illusion is also an illusion. You understand? Seeing everything is illusion is also an illusion. Because they are in Maya, they see everything Maya. You follow? This is what Prabhupada very nicely said. Therefore, they are called Mayavadis. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore said, the Mayavadis are greatest offenders. Because of the time being, I was thinking of narrating the glories of Tulsi Maharani, unlimited. But at least some key point we can understand. Who is Tulsi Devi, as I asked the question? The most adorable and transcendentally fragrant Tulsi is endowed with transformative potency. You have to remember this. Transformative potency and has a special significance in the worship of Lord Krishna. What kind of offerings pleases Krishna? We are offering every day, yes? What kind of offerings pleases Krishna? This is my question. Gorgeous, sumptuous, delicious, expensive, elaborate, like big. You can see in my Facebook, I saw that Govardhan Annakut festival, my God. So, whole temple is filled with prasadam. I mean, not prasadam, bhoga for Lord. Then after he eats, it becomes prasadam. Not necessarily. This is what I understood. Because in that verse, patram puspam phalam tuyam jome bhakta prajachati tadehatam bhakta aparita asnami prajatatmana. We should memorize that sloka when we offer to the Lord. There is a two times in that sloka bhakti is addressed. When you cook, who is cooking, her intention, motivation. Then how you offering in the plate, make sure the plate is clean also. Imagine, you take a sweet rice in a dirty plate and smell like some rotten side. And the place you offer the plate also has to be clean. There's a seventh step, like all things are considered. Not just offering. Who is cooking? What is the mental status of that person? Is that person is eager to serve the Lord, eager to feed? Under the guidance of Radharani. Then, of course, the prasadam itself has to be not just pouring the spice without salt, but you know, it has to have a conscious effort. Of course, we understand that you may think like when in Vidura's house, Vidura's wife was so much in love that she even forgot what to offer the Lord. She was throwing the bananas, offering the peel. But we are not in that stage. And Narad Muni actually inquired the Lord, you could correct the person who is doing the mistake, how to offer properly. And the Lord replied, Narada, I am neither hungry for the banana or the peel. I know what I am eating and she knows what she is offering. But that is very high stage. Once you have a bhav, yes, you can do it. But in Madan Mohan case, we see Sanatana Gosai Pad. He gave a whole description, how to cook, how to clean, how to offer. Cleanliness is the most important thing. So, if one can afford, one may make magnificent offerings to God, Krishna. But what the Supreme Lord is looking for behind any offering is love and devotion. In a nutshell, the attitude behind an offering is greater than the magnitude of the offering. You follow? The attitude is greater than the magnitude of the offering. It could be a big plate, but Krishna is not hungry for it. He's looking at your attitude. That's why that verse that I quoted, that Krishna, very nicely, Prabhupada gave a beautiful purport from where I was moved. So even the poorest man can serve the Supreme Lord Krishna as completely as the richest. You follow? On that principle. Worshipping and pleasing Lord Krishna is that simple for simple-hearted devotees. Prabhupada says this process is very simple. Kamal Krishna Maharaj told to Prabhupada, well, it's not easy. Prabhupada said, I didn't say it's easy. But then he said something very, I got affected when I heard that. He says to his devotee in England, oh my goodness. Anyway, he said that Prabhupada said, yes, it is simple, but it is so simple, you may miss it. Because you may think like, I was chanting every day, today I don't feel like to chant, I won't chant. It is so simple that you slip it out. You don't even give the importance. But you don't know the subtle body is hungry, the soul is hungry for that food. You are the soul, you are not this body, you are not the mind. Your mind will say, you chanted 10 years, you don't need to chant now. But you are the soul. Soul is hungry for Krishna connection. Feed yourself. No, don't feed the parasite. Parasite means the mind and the body only. Yes, you need to maintain the body so long the soul is dedicated to Krishna. Otherwise, what's the value of this body? The leaf mentioned above especially refers to the tulsi in that sloka. By watering, worshipping, circumambulating the tulsi plant, offering her leaves and flowers to Lord Krishna, one makes tremendous spiritual advancement. And I tell you, I was researching so much, I just found in one beautiful pastime from Brahma Vaivarta Puran. I won't say the whole pastime, but one time Srimati Radharani asked her immediate Sakhi named Chandrani. Said, I miss Krishna so much. Now, materially we cannot understand this, but Rupa Goswami Pada explained that when love for the Lord increases, it creates losing discrimination. Now, I already love God, but no, you go so crazy that I want to increase my love, I want to love more and more. You feel like you don't have enough. Mother Yashoda hears sometimes that Krishna is God, but it does not penetrate in her heart. It goes on the surface and drops to the bottom. Yes, Krishna is Supreme Lord, but it does not enter into her consciousness. So similarly, Radharani also feels she wants to increase her love for Lord more, more, more. So she asks Chandrani, can you help me? I really want to serve Nanda Maharaj's son in every way I can. How can I increase this feeling? So then Chandrananda says, do these 7 things that as I read. If you do these 7 things, another place says 9 things, and every day we should do. You have a tulsi in your house, and after the end of this vrata, that till today, Radharani does this in Golok Vrindavan, worship tulsi Devi, Binda Devi. If we do this, Krishna says, guarantee you will come back to him. Another key point because of the time is that Srimati Tulasi Devi is most adorable plant. Tulsi has a special significance even amongst the divine plant that bear the most colorful, fragrant and beautiful flowers of different shapes in the spiritual world. Vrindavan is the forest where Srimati Vrindadevi, Tulsi, grows profusely. Vaikuntha is the place where Tulsi gets special respect from all other beautiful plants. She is a person. She has a three manifestations. Because of the time, I'm just going to summarize. She has a three manifestations. She is Jogamaya Mahalakshmi. She cannot entertain or make the facility for Radha Krishna and everything. So she expanded herself as a Vrinda. And to demonstrate this, how it is, there is a beautiful pastime you can read, the commentary of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur in 10th Canto, chapter 16, about this. After the Kaliya left, when Krishna came back, what was the situation, the Purvara of the Gopi girls? How they reacted with Krishna and how Krishna looked at them. From that day, another phenomenon took place in Vrindavan. But because we are studying Narad Muni, I'm going to tell you one little story about Vrindavan. One time, this Narada also has a many other form he takes. He became a girl. So I'm going to tell a little story. Narad Muni one time in Vaikuntha, he thought, I'm going to go to material world. I don't know if he thought about Alachua, it would be nice. I'm sure he did, came to America because Prabhupada saw Narad Muni. Prabhupada saw Lord Shiva in America. So they do come, provided when you are becoming, distributing Krishna consciousness and you are relishing also. Jamaraj comes, Prabhupada says, in the class. Whenever you discuss about Krishna, Jamaraj comes. So we never go to Jamaraj. Means we never go to hell. Because he comes to see us. Very nice. So, Narad Muni, as he thought, I'm going to go to material world to preach. As he thought, immediately, all of a sudden, he felt thirst. Now we are talking about three lives we are reading nowadays in the temple every day. We are reading three lives of Narad Muni. Narad Muni, Upaparinam, Dasiputra. Upaparinam means he was in heaven, Gandharva. And next life he became a maidservant son, and the next life he became a Narada. Narada, who got a Satchidananda body, and that Narada is a Narayan Bhakta. That Narada felt deep hankering. So this is the fourth life I'm going to say, which is not this part of Bhagavatam, but later. That Narad Muni felt very thirsty, and he's thinking, I have a Satchidananda body. I don't feel thirsty. I don't feel hungry. Why am I feeling so thirsty? But this thirst becoming so infringing in him, he's thinking, I can't believe this. I have a Satchidananda body. Satchidananda body doesn't need anything. Why am I so thirsty? I better, since I'm already coming to material world, let me find some water, reservoir of water, in a pond or lake, drink. So he happened to land in a village. He never saw that village before. And beautiful lake. As he's coming down, he's hearing the gossip of a young boy and a girl. And Narad Muni is familiar, but he doesn't know so much because he never get into it. Now, you remember, in one life he was singing a cinema song. So he has some idea about it. Cinema song is like a Bollywood, Hollywood song. You know, it's not a Krishna concert. And he got cursed because of that. So he's thinking, why am I hearing? Why am I going this way? But anyway, I'm thirsty, I'll just drink water. But as he came nearby, this gossip of the boy and girl became so much that it is penetrating in his ear. And he's thinking, I am Narad Muni. I have a Satchidananda body. I am a strict brahmachari. I do not want to hear this gossip about a boy with all these girls are giggling. Oh, he's so beautiful, so adoring. We can't live without him. And they're just talking. Narad Muni is thinking, this is horrible. Why am I, Narad Muni, getting attracted to this material gossip? So Narad Muni drank some water. While he was drinking the water, the sound was penetrating. It was entering in his consciousness. And he was shocked. Why this gossip entered in my consciousness? I am Narad Muni from spiritual world. It should be blocked. He could not forget it. And this sound becoming like hypnotizing him. So he thought, let me sit down and do some meditation to remove this unnecessary prajalpa of a boy by these giggling girls. And what one girl, many girls, and they're all in love with this boy. And he tried meditation for a long time. He's reflecting, who am I? I'm Narada. I have this spiritual body. I came from spiritual world. What is happening? The material mundane gossip is entering and I cannot remove it. What power is this? I have this spiritual shakti. He tried. Could not do it. Then he went through. There is a fourth process. Balaram also did this. Narad Muni also did this. Fourth process. First thing you do, you analytically break down what is the cause. And you don't like it, trash it. The second is, what made you happy and thinking of God, you replace this thought with that thought by pouring it. So he was going through all this four process. Then nothing is working. Then he's looking in the middle of this forest, this lake, and he's thinking, what in the middle of this forest some girls are talking about? Who are they? Anyway, let me see. I cannot get out of it. There must be something very... And he's not feeling comfortable. Then all of a sudden he saw one girl just walk by. And they say, excuse me. Say, yes, Naradji. Oh, you know who I am? Of course, who doesn't know you? You are world famous. In every ISKCON center... She didn't say that, I'm just saying it. In every ISKCON center, they talk about you, Narad Muni. Even the ISKCON founder, Acharya, talks about you. Everybody talks about you. Everybody knows. So she said, you are world famous. Who doesn't know you? Narad Muni was shocked. In the middle of the forest, some girl is there. And she has no idea how this girl come in the middle of the forest. So he said, you know, some gossip is going on. I'm very disturbed. Can you allow me to... just to see what it is? He said, yes, since you are asking, I will allow. You have to follow me. He said, excuse me, I'm a brahmachari, I don't follow a girl. She said, yes, I know that. So, okay, follow me from a little far, but I'll drop some flower. So you follow this path because this is a jungle. It's a very thick jungle. You may get lost. Because you want me to keep a distance, you know, social distancing. It is the origin of social distancing. So Narad Muni says, yes, it will be better, otherwise people may talk. So keep it like a far distance. I cannot lose the track, but at least. So she did that. So then this girl took, out of compassion, took him nearby. He said, okay, now you have to go inside this... Well, and you have to take bath in order to see. Why? I'm pure. I'm Narad Muni. He said, yes, we know you. But to see this, you need another purification. That Narada from Vaikuntha is not enough. You know my position in Vaikuntha? He said, yes, we do. Well, how am I going to take bath and I'll have a wet cloth and how am I... He said, you're thinking too much. So she pushed him. And he fell in the well, and he comes out as a girl. Narad Muni looking at, oh my God, I'm a girl. He said, that's all right, don't worry. Now you have no more fear. We both are girls. So then Narad Muni came in front of a beautiful lake. Swan, lotuses, so beautiful. and far distance, like a miles far, beautiful boat, and one young boy sitting there. And all these thousands of girls are teasing, talking, this all gossip. Narad Muni says, wow, this is unbelievable scenery. Even in Vaikuntha I do not see. How is this? Where am I? He said, sorry, you cannot ask him any question. You just wanted to see one question, I allowed you. Well, I want to go nearby. So I'm sorry, you are not eligible. Internally, you're still thinking Narada. You're not allowed. Wait, where are you going? Oh, don't leave me like this. I cannot just travel in a girl form. What people will think, Narada, what happened to you? I don't know the answer. He said, don't worry. But in the meantime, Narad Muni is hearing the boy is talking. When he heard it, he felt like his heart is being stolen by that boy's word. And he said, I want to see that boy. I want to go and meet him. Who is this? I cannot believe this. It's more powerful than my God. How is this? This girl is Vrindadevi, Tulasi Maharaj. But he did not know at that time. He said, she said, you are asking too many questions. You asked me only one question. I said, I will answer one and I will fulfill your desire. Now you have too many questions. Sorry. This will take a long time. So wait. What about this body? She came and pushed him again. Then he fell in the well. And then he came out. He said, Narada. And then he realized there is no pond. There is no boy or girl. There is no talk, anything. Only the forest. He's thinking, what happened? How did it? What happened? This is what Vrindadevi does, Tulsi Maharani does. Then he sat down and he started writing his realization. His realization, what he wrote, that's called Naradiya Bhakti Sutra. And Srila Prabhupada started translating this book. It's so beautiful, this book. It is published. Prabhupada wanted us to read it. I think we should. Devotees should be encouraged to read that book, why Prabhupada felt so important. So because of the time, I learned there's so much to talk about Tulsi Maharani. Just to let you know, Tulsi Maharani is in also Vaikuntha in a tree form, Prabhupada mentioned in 4th canto, and she's always talking about Krishna. She's the queen of all the plants and trees in Vaikuntha. In Golok Vrindavan, there's unlimited story. Oh my God, I'm looking at this. There's so much collection I did, but anyway, her relationship with Mother Ganges, Mother Jamunas, Tulasi's transcendence fragrance transformed these four Kumaras. I want you to just meditate on it. The transformative potency of Tulasi Maharani. Can you say it? Say it. Transformative potency of Tulasi Maharani. Think of this. Haridas Thakur delivered a prostitute. How? By holy name and Tulasi Maharani. She would sit there. And Prabhupada gave a beautiful purport. And there are a few slokas there. Then hunter. When Narad Muni delivered the hunter. Hunter also sat down. With a little heart and Tulasi, and got completely purified. Lord Chaitanya was brought down in this world by Ganges water and Tulasi to Shalagram Shila by Advaita Acharya. Tulasi Maharani has so many unbelievable pastimes. And these are the things for those listeners. In Dwarka, the Lord was missing after everybody disappeared. And Daruk found Lord by the smell of Tulasi Devi. This is in 11th canto, 30 chapter 41. Beautiful pastimes. So try to smell the prasadam and get purified and purify the world. It's so powerful. Rukmini Devi lost Krishna as a husband. Uddhava helped by placing Tulasi Devi
on the other side of the equal scale. It's a beautiful pastime. In Brajadham, Tulasi Devi is a Maharani. How she became? There's a beautiful pastime you can read. Whole day you can do. Lockdown is a good thing in a sense, because we are locked down eternally anyway by our mind and by our body. Why not you just go inside now and really think of this beautiful Tulasi Maharani. Tulasi Maharani, how she became Brinda Devi. This beautiful pastime is there. She is also a messenger, Krishna's messenger. Sometimes when the gopis are depressed, she takes a form and put a little sign, you know. Are you depressed? Are you worried about your life? I have an answer. And the gopis are thinking, oh my God, where in the, how did she come in our village? They never saw this part of the Vrindavan. So they come and say, yeah, we are depressed because we're supposed to meet our boyfriend, Krishna, and he did not show up. Can you tell us? Vrindavan expanded herself with a big sign. If you lost, I can answer your question. Guaranteed. And then she tells, tomorrow, at this time, in this place, you will meet. So she does these things, so many beautiful. Then, as I mentioned, that Radharani's things, I want everybody to remember this. Because somebody already texted me, what are those 19? First thing is, try to see Tulasi Devi every day. Have a darshan. Try to touch her. Try to pay obeisances. Then do some glorification, kirtan. Then try to also plant Tulasi somewhere in your life. Then water the Tulasi. Then sit down there and meditate how she pleases the Krishna. Even Krishna worship Tulasi. There's a beautiful pastime in Garuda Sangita there. Then every day you pray and appeal that you want to serve in Golok Vrindavan divine couple. She will grant. Then hear about Tulasi. This 19, Radharani does this. And Krishna also did this. We should do this. And that's why you see every ISKCON temple Prabhupada established, there is a puja of Tulasi Devi in the altar. There is a Tulasi right here in front of us. In every temple we have a Tulasi. These are the some pastimes. Even in Ram Lila, Tulasi Devi is significant that Narad Muni did not want to eat because there was ignored the Tulasi. Refused to eat. Hanumanji was not satisfied until the Tulasi came. Even Jesus Christ, I'll end with this, when he was on the crucifix, he asked for water. I have the evidence here from one sannyasi, ISKCON sannyasi, wrote it. That then the Jewish priest, they gave the water, was not a water, was a some kind of, what they call, some liquid. They put a basil leaf, and they glorify that basil leaf. That basil leaf is none other than the Tulasi Devi. So these are the sampaska. Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bo. Let's see, is there a question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you explain the jealousy of Jai and Vijay and Prabhupada and Percy? Why are they jealous?
Jai and Vijay, let's see. Once they were stopped from entering to their jealousy, Joy and Vijay could not allow the Kumaras enter. Jealousy generally means when somebody has something, Prabhupada said, but in my mind I don't want that person to have it. In other words, that in Vaikuntha is not a place for anybody in that form that Kumaras are holding.
Did Joy Vijay wanted to have that form? No, but they thought it is not appropriate in that sense. Because envy also has the two things. There's a white envy, there's a black envy. Like Prabhupada says, people are envious to the cows. And I thought about it. How the people are envious to the cows? Why did Prabhupada mention like that? We are not competing with the cows to eat the grass. I mean, what that envy? No, Prabhupada explained this in the purport. He said, the cow has a right to live, but I don't allow. I want to eat. So envy doesn't mean just only other person else. Means the Vaikuntha is for a peaceful place, not for this naked boy to enter and disturb, because nobody saw this. So that creates a disturbance. The cow, so this is a one kind of envy in a sense, that we don't allow the cow to leave. So in Vaikuntha, maybe these four Kumaras, they have a wonderful life where they are from, they are not disturbed. But that happiness maybe also affected the Joy Vijay, but they did not allow because they don't think it is appropriate for Vaikuntha things to happen. Also, you have to see, it is not really jealousy in that sense, because Narayan also said to them in the third canto that this is preordained, I arranged the whole thing. So it is not that kind of jealousy, it's a different kind of jealousy. That they don't allow this type of person. Now in Golok Vrindavan, Krishna has a baby form, little child, with Mother Yashoda in one planet. Just a baby, 1 month old. Whether he has a underwear or not, we don't know. But generally you don't see that. You know, Krishna passed stool there also, but not the stool of this world. Because Mother Yashoda wants to feel secure that her child is growing. So Jogamaya create an artificial kind of like a stool. But it's not like a stool of this world. So something like this I understand. Is there any other? Oh my God. Writes very nice, but long. But don't we say, whatever misconception you have, still by coming to Krishna's temple, you make advancement. We invite all kinds of offenders. Many leave the Sunday feast with the same misconception they came in with. So they exemplify the person Prabhupada writes about in the purport you just read. They come before the Lord, but their mind will not let them accept that God has a form, pastimes, etc. But they come back again and again. One guy who was coming to the Sunday feast for years and years, I found out his mentality was actually, I am God. I am all powerful. The world revolves around me, etc. This man actually believed this. Yet he come every week, but I think Krishna took control and banned him from the temple because he was offensive to Krishna's devotee, Hare Krishna. Prabhupada's mercy is such that Krishna's door remains open even for such person. Yes, yes, what you are saying is correct. And Rabindra Sarup Prabhu said a very interesting story that one impersonalist used to come also in Philadelphia, Gita Nagari, for years. But he would not come to listen Bhagavatam. He would come to argue with the devotees and establish impersonalism. But he had a one thing attraction was prasadam. He would not only eat prasadam, he would take it in a pot, or what do you call, take out, and would take it. So devotees complained. That Rabindra Sarupu was very kind. He says, but one good thing he has, he loves prasadam. It will affect him. So sure enough, after 2-3 years, he came back and surrendered and joined in the ashram. So you never know when Krishna will purify. But yes, if they come, not that they become purified, but the mercy of the devotees When you think of temple, what is temple? Temple really where devotee offer their love to the Lord, so Lord appears. Temple is not just a Lord. It is the devotee who invite the Lord to come here. It is the devotee who offers the bhoga. It is the devotee who cooks, devotee who cleans, devotee who dress. It is the devotee. So by the association of the devotees, yes, possible they will purify. The question two. So Narada appears at key places in the Bhagavatam when the devotee is in desperate need of spiritual knowledge. When the four Kumaras appears in the place, do they come with a purpose also? Yes. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gave an analogy. Oh, I'm sorry. It was Sanatan Goswami in Dasami Tippani. He gave an analogy. I can relate this in my previous business, in jewelry business, we had the leader in the industry, Tiffany and Cartier. They are kind of like a leader in the jewelry industry. In a Cartier ad, you always will see a panther. And not the panther, the big cat, you know, but it's not the cat in a jungle, in a mansion, in a palace. He's jumping from one floor to another floor, but holding or biting the diamond ring. Something was like a very... And I always thought like, why they put a panther? All they had, still today, they always have in a beautiful mansion of a royal family who can afford the big diamond. And this panther holding the big ring or a diamond or a necklace and jumping from there to there. So then I noticed that it is not the Cartier idea. It is Sanatan Goswami Path 500 years back. He put it in his book. He said some rich people, to show their enjoyment, they sometimes invite the big tiger or lion in their palace for the grandchildren to see. But in the zoo, everybody can see, but nobody can see in their own home, live lion, but under control. And so, four Kumaras has no actually access to the spiritual world. They are like outside Vaikuntha. But Krishna, to do a show, some magic show or some show, that look, even the impersonalists can be delivered. Look what I'll do. So he created this atmosphere, the four Kumaras felt instantly to be appeared there. First time, they never were thought of it before. Because they know they are not allowed. And they don't even accept it. They don't even believe it. But today, that day, Krishna just thought. And immediately, instantly, this four Kumaras just appeared. There are many things happen. Joy Bijay, when they committed offense, Prabhupada writes a very nice point. There is no offense in spiritual world. We should remember this. You follow? In spiritual world, there is no such thing called offense. Now, there can be offense, but if offense takes place in spiritual world, Krishna personally takes responsible. But when we commit offense means, like for an example, name offense. You utter a sound which is consciously made in your heart with enmity. That is namapara. But in spiritual world, but here, when I commit offense, I have to be responsible. I am liable to take care of this, purifying this offense, to get rid of this offense. And there's a four way to easily get out, one after another. So, but in spiritual world, there is no offense. And if there is an offense, Narayan himself is responsible. So Narayan is said that it is all preordained. I made it that way. So actually, Joy Bijay never commit offense. No devotee commit offense in spiritual world. There is another question from Mother Jolila. Dhanavad, could you talk more about Tulsi Devi? How she got her position, etc. Oh my Lord. It's already 9:15. Tulsi Devi is unlimited, almost. You can speak 6-7 hours. Maybe I'll do some recording in the called Yuki, and put it there. You can hear it. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Tulsi Maharani ki jai, ISKCON Temple Vrinda ki jai, Samavata Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, all the devotees are ki jai. Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bol, Sri Radha Sri Krishna Krishna Bolan.